another Christian's being tried for blasphemy in Indonesia. But there's a twist. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. And while blasphemy cases in Indonesia come into the public sphere, your prayers are needed. And then, yes, Christmas was 2 months ago, but Christmas in Russia was just last month, and the ministry is now seeing the fruits of a Yuletide outreach. Good news today coming up in just a few moments. But first, Indonesia claims to be a nation where unity, diversity, and religious freedoms are upheld, despite being Muslim majority. But as the country counts the votes for Jakarta's next governor, many wonder how true that is. Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA shares why this election is such a big deal.
This is the governor of Jakarta, which is one of the most visible positions in the entire country. In fact, the previous governor of Jakarta is now the president of the entire country. This current governor, Basuki Purnama, whose nickname everyone calls him is Ahok, he is now the governor of Jakarta. Some people see him as a potential national figure, national president at some point in the future.
Nettleton says if the current governor, Basuki Purnama, is reelected, it'll suggest that the country really does value diversity. That's because Purnama is a Christian and ethnically Chinese. That's a double minority. But many believe it's also made him a political target for those not wanting a Christian to remain in such a powerful position. You see, he's in court after being accused of blasphemy after a statement made on the campaign trail that sparked large protests. Learn more about the case on our website. But there's a few ways that you can pray. First, pray for a peaceful conclusion and that religious freedoms would be upheld. And then second,
people who are following Jesus need to be witnesses. They need to be sharing their faith. They need to be praying for their leaders. And we can pray that our brothers and sisters in Indonesia will kind of live up to those expectations.
Next, over a third of the population in the Democratic Republic of the Congo is illiterate. Now, this means audio Bibles like The Treasure with World Mission are vital to sharing the gospel. World Mission's Greg Kelly was just in the DRC on a treasure distribution.
Today we are in the Kiri Rainforest, the second largest rainforest in the entire world. And within it live the Pygmy, who are the last remaining unreached people in the entire country of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And as is the case, unfortunately, in many places we go, we just don't have enough treasures to distribute. And the people are pushing around and they're pressing in because they're so desperate to have the Word of God. And today we have about 20 treasures we're distributing, but there's probably more than 150 people representing families and communities. Some of them have walked several days just to be here. So we will distribute some treasures, but we ask for your prayers to help us provide more treasures, the Word of God in the Lingala language for these precious people.
So if you head over to missionnews.org, we'll give you the full story on what World Mission is doing in the Congo and other ways that you can get behind it. And finally, one of the most beautiful things in ministry is seeing people come to Christ and experience love. And not too long ago, the Slava Gospel Association was able to see just how much impact their ministries had in the Commonwealth of Independent States. During the month of January, SGA helped churches reach their communities during Russian Christmas. Mission Network News' Lindsay Koh got some details together.
Recently, SGA's Lana Yusof was in the CIS visiting to see Emmanuel's Child in action. For those who don't know, Emmanuel's Child is SGA's Christmas outreach, where children receive gifts and the gospel. SGA helps supply churches with the funds needed to reach orphans in their communities and to even hold Christmas programs to share the gospel. In Uzbekistan alone, Emmanuel's Child reached 265 children, and out of the children reached, just under 40 kids have begun attending local Sunday schools. However, children aren't the only ones who get to hear the gospel during this outreach. Another 35 adults, all from unsaved backgrounds, were also impacted by Emmanuel's Child, and even some city officials showed up.
Please, pray for those who've accepted Christ in the CIS and that gospel seeds get rooted. The details on both of these stories can be found at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.